Nolte, Salon Blames MAGA for Deep Blue NYC Men Punching Women in Face. By John Nolte on April 9, 2024. In a city where Joe Biden won 76% of the vote, the far-left Salon is blaming Donald Trump supporters for a rash of assaults against unsuspecting women. All across Democrat-run New York City, women say they have been sucker-punched while minding their own business. It's so prevalent now that the corporate media are picking up the story. Far-left CNN, women in NYC share stories of getting punched out of nowhere by men. Far-left NBC, why are women getting punched in the face on the streets of New York? Far-left ABC, 7 TikTok users punched in New York within 2 weeks, police say. These awful stories are everywhere. A young woman gets walloped while reading her phone or otherwise doing nothing provocative, and then she's sucker-punched. Then the sucker-puncher runs off. Sometimes the injuries are serious. One woman ended up with a broken nose. So what's going on? Normal people get it. Deep blue cities such as New York do two things to encourage this behavior. One, they allow the mentally ill to run amok. And two, they create a Wild West sense of lawlessness by refusing to enforce the law. So why not assault a pretty girl? That'll teach her for not wanting you. Is this happening in Florida? No. Is this happening in Texas? No. Is this happening where I live, a college town with thousands of attractive young women? No. Is this happening anywhere where Trump supporters live and govern? No. Where the law is enforced, people do not do such things out of fear of the consequences. Where Democrats govern, there are no consequences. And what you get are dangerous streets where creeps and thugs believe they can get away with anything because they can get away with anything. Well, far-left conspiracy theory outlets such as Salon are not interested in protecting young women. Salon knows that in order to do so, it would mean admitting Democrats cannot govern and that Republicans are once again correct about handling street crime. So, instead, Salon blames these serial assaults against women. In a city governed only by Democrats and populated 3-to-1 by Democrats, on MAGA and Trump supporters. These stories resonate, as well, because the nation is having a moment of increasingly unhinged male fury at women for daring to have lives that are centered around something other than catering to a man's every whim. Unleashed by Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, there's an upswell of loud male entitlement shouting at us from every corner. The rise of MAGA is fueled by misogyny. But it's less a backlash than a tantrum, a rage explosion by men who want to restore their dominance but fear that, this time, women won't buckle to their bullying. This rash of men punching women in New York City captures this moment in a dark way. We don't even need to know their names or faces to know that men who do this are losers, lashing out because they've learned that actually, women don't owe them anything just because they're men. It's also true that women aren't just suffering in silence, but telling their stories without shame or self-blame. There's something nakedly pathetic about punching women, as scary as it is for the victims. It's not like the catcalling or groping of old, which disguised male aggression as a mere over-exuberance of lust. This is a last gasp of men who, unable to justify their sexism in any way, must resort to brute force. Yet even then, they're unable to shut women up. Shameless. If this is a MAGA problem, why is this happening in a city where almost none of us live, New York, and not happening where MAGA does live, in deep red rural areas? Out here in MAGA country, where we actually live, we do not have blue state and blue city problems at anywhere near the same per capita rate, whether it's gun violence, and we all own guns, hate crimes, etc. We're supposed to be the violent, women-hating racists, and yet, the real violent, women-hating racists almost all live where Democrats populate and govern. But even though we don't live there, they still blame it on us because outlets such as Salon don't care about the safety of women enough to change their politics. We're MAGA lives. If some asshole sucker punches a woman, he's going to face justice, probably before the police show up. In New York City, you can sucker punch women and then count on women-hating outlets such as Salon to Jussie Smollett the problem away. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.